This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on all constructive suggestions to government for its well performance. CPNUML furnishes charter of suggestions to government for economic reforms and good governance. Health Ministry urges federal hospitals to operate health services even in additional hours. Nepal beat UAE in ICC Women's Asia Cup cricket. And global IT outage affects institutions including airlines and hospitals. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on all political parties for their constructive support to the incumbent government's determination of fulfilling the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Receiving a charter of suggestions prepared by the CPNUML at his office in Simhadarwa today, Prime Minister Oli mentioned that the government is committed to reforms in economic and good governance sectors. The CPNUML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel handed over the 99-point charter of the suggestions while Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gyamali presented the summary of the suggestions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the flexibility of the monetary policy flexible to make the economy dynamic. During discussion with the office bearers of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries, CNI, today, Prime Minister Oli expressed the view that tax rate should not be changed at the behest of someone and the private sector should protest against wrong policies. The Prime Minister said the main objective of the new government is to resolve the existing problems and to strengthen country's economy. Out of 65 missing passengers in the Simaltal bus plunge incident, two were found in West Champaran, Bihar state of India. According to the Armed Police Force APF, the identities of 15 bodies out of 23 bodies retrieved so far have been ascertained, while 8 male bodies and 1 female body are yet to be identified. The bodies have been brought to Nepal in coordination and presence of the India's SSP team and Nepal's APF's Border Outpost team, Nepal Police and People's Representatives. Two buses were swept away by landslide at Simaltal of Faridpur Metropolitan City 29 in Chitwan District on 12th of July and went missing in the Trisuli River. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged federal hospitals to operate health services even in additional hours. Spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, requested the federal hospitals to operate their services even in additional hours to increase people's access to quality health services in easy and smooth manner. The Ministry has brought work procedures for operating expanded hospital services program 2077 into implementation in order to run services even in additional hours. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has shared that the details of payment to be made by different government bodies to construction entrepreneurs is being finalized and a process would be forwarded to pay their due amount soon. During a meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal at the Finance Ministry today, Minister Paudel urged the contractors to complete the construction activities within the deadline and determine cost by maintaining quality. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has inquired about recent developed scenario of Bangladesh and condition of Nepali students there. Making a telephone call to Nepali Ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanshyam Bhandari today, Foreign Minister Rana inquired about the condition of the Nepali students and other Nepali citizens in Bangladesh. According to Minister Rana's secretariat, she directed the ambassador not to cause any inconvenience for the Nepalese and to make necessary coordination for creating environment to stay in their places safely. Meanwhile, Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, has paid a courtesy call on the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba, in Simhadarbar. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, today's meeting discussed various aspects of Nepal-US relations, including development cooperation, mutual benefit, and partnership. You're listening to Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Pauduli has seen off the Nepali athletes participating in the Paris 2024 Summer Olympic Games, extending best wishes for their success. Amidst a program organized at the office of the president in Sital Niwas today, the head of the state described sports as the most appropriate means for making the nation known in the international arena. President Pauduli also urged the Nepali sportspersons to compete in the Olympic Games with high morale. Also on the occasion, President Pauduli handed the national flag to National Sports Council Member Secretary Tankalal Khising. Now, sports news update. Nepal has defeated the United Arab Emirates UAE in today's match under the ACC Women Asia Cup Cricket Tournament 2024. Nepal has made a good start, beating the UAE by 6 wickets at the Dumbula International Stadium of Sri Lanka today. Nepal succeeded to chase the target of 116 runs in 16.1 overs with the loss of 4 wickets. Samsana Kharka was the top scorer for Nepal with unbeaten 72 runs. She hit 11 fours in her 45-ball innings. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, UAE scored 115 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Indu Verma took highest 3 wickets for Nepal. Kritika Marasini, Sabnam Rai and Kavita Joshi took 1 wicket each. Nepal will play its second match against Pakistan on 21st of July. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A raft of global institutions, including hospitals, major banks, media outlets and airlines, have reported a mass IT outage affecting their ability to offer services. According to the BBC, international airports, including in India, Hong Kong, the UK and the US, have reported issues and several airlines have grounded flights and reported delays. Emergency services are also said to have been affected, with some hospitals cancelling surgeries and the US state of Alaska warning its 9/11 system may be unavailable. Cybersecurity from CrowdStrike has confirmed the cause for the worldwide outage was a result of their defective software update for its Microsoft Windows host. Protesting students have returned to the streets of the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka, defying a ban on public rallies following a day of clashes which left dozens dead. The BBC said symbolic funeral processions were planned to pay tribute to at least 25 people killed on Thursday. 2 more deaths were reported on Friday, bringing the total since protests started to at least 33, although the exact toll is difficult to assess, due in part to an almost complete communications shutdown, with mobile internet and telephone lines reportedly down. The shutdown comes as authorities try to quell the protests demanding the government scrap a job quota for the families of veterans of the country's independence war in 1971. Schools and universities across Bangladesh have also been shut until the further notice. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on all for constructive suggestions to government for its well performance. CPN-UML furnishes charter of suggestions to government for economic reforms and good governance. Health Ministry urges federal hospitals to operate health services even in additional hours. Nepal beat UAE in ICC Women's Asia Cup cricket. And global IT outage affects institutions, including airlines and hospitals. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.